Welcome to another week of Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas with the Lang Trojans head football coach, Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, last Friday you had that Harlan game. It was a 41-16 win for the Cyclones. A lot of energy, a lot of passion going into that game. Looking back on it, what did you like from the Trojans?
I think the score doesn't really dictate kind of how close it was. It kind of got away in the second half there, or not the second half, but the fourth quarter kind of in general. It was 14-6 at half, and we got down to the one-yard line and didn't quite punch it in when we needed to. Close play, bang-bang call that didn't go our way. So that was kind of unfortunate there. Otherwise, it's 13-14 at half, and then end of the third quarter, it was 27-13, and we were driving that we had the ball inside the 15 or 20 again. So if we score there, it's 20-27. And then, if we had that touchdown play, then it's 27-27 or 26-27. But we just had some plays like that that didn't go our way, that it was a close game throughout, that they added a couple scores late on a fumble that we had that kind of sealed the deal there for us. But overall, I thought we played well. The kids played physical. They played downhill. We did a good job. Just too many big plays out of Harlan and not enough big plays for us.
What can you tell us about the demeanor and your message to your players after that game on Friday?
The kids took it kind of hard. It was a close game for a while there, senior night. They thought they, were playing really well, and they were. So it was kind of disheartening for a loss type of thing. And then just overall, They care. So, it's one of those things that was good to see, some emotion, some passion, because they do care. This is one of the most winning seasons we've had in a while. So they thought we could go a little bit further with it. But, overall, we still got a chance, outside chance, but need some help now for the playoffs. And none of it matters unless we win this upcoming week against Nevada. So it's just one of those things where we put ourselves in a tough situation. We're just being close, but not close enough there throughout the season on a couple plays here and there that changed some things in the grander scheme.
Absolutely. And I would say one of those players that has made such a difference and contributed to this winning season there was Gavin McLaren. And then last Friday, 16 carries, 171 yards, one touchdown run by Gavin. And he just seems to consistently bring effort and a really strong attitude, a lot of confidence. And what have you noticed about Gavin and his improvement from the start of the year up until now?
I think he's done a really good job. I think we've kind of hit our stride there with some blocking stuff that he was working on, just kind of finessing here and there. That's really allowed Tyson and Ethan to have a really good season as well. We're starting to get more of the fullback game going for us in the running game. He's got 783 yards at fullback. So, that's pretty impressive. He's averaging 9 yards a carry. Or 8.7. So basically, every time he touches the ball, we get 8 yards. That's a good thing to have. That he's doing really well. I think playing one way is keeping a lot of our guys fresh. It's helping kind of in late game situations. He had a big play for us, that 80 yard run. Broke about 3 or 4 tackles there. Scored an 80 yard touchdown for us in the game. That was huge. That was kind of that momentum builder that we needed in the second half that kind of carried us through there. That helped out tremendously. And, he's doing a good job picking up his teammates when we need it. He's doing a good job of communicating on the sideline and talking his guys up. That he's overall done a really good job of coming along as a leader for us. And his, on the field show is really doing wonders for us.
And now looking ahead towards Friday's matchup, you do face off against a Nevada team that is 4-1 in their last 5 games and then coming off a 49-28 victory against Creston. What have you noticed about Nevada? And then in your coaching time here at Atlantic, what does that matchup normally bring?
This is the second year of the district play that we've matched up with them. We only played them once last year. I think the history, I don't think it's really been a common game that's happened a lot in Bound Era that, they bring an explosive offense that's got big play possibilities all over the place. They got a good quarterback, some big, tall wide receivers. They're big up front in their offensive line. Their tight ends, a big guy that can run very well in space. And then they got 2 running backs that carry the load for them. They play both ways there with their running backs that those guys are doing a really good job of, being physical, being downhill, and then they hit on their play action pass stuff. So they want to run first. They're big, they're physical, they're fast. And, you know, defensively, they're stout. They play a lot of juniors. They played a lot of guys last year that were sophomores that are now juniors that have a lot of experience. They return a ton of tackling from a year ago, and, you know, they're sound. They play a 4-4 look is what we're going to see, where they get a lot of guys in the box, and they play downhill. They're aggressive. They see their run fits, and they feel really well. That'll be a good test and challenge for us, trying to create some lanes and get our backs into space.
So when you know you're going to have a team challenge you physically like that with that 4-4 stack, what do you like about this Atlantic offensive unit then to challenge that?
Yeah, I think we can get some holes there on some plays that we've designed, talked about, and executed throughout the year. You know, it's just about trying to get more guys than what they have to the line of scrimmage and or overload one side or the other with we do a lot of our shifts and motions of getting the numbers advantage because they're going to be balanced. So they're going to have 4-4 on each side that they don't really shift or motion or move with it. So it's just trying to get a numbers advantage and taking advantage of those things when we can. Pull some guys in space, get some matchups that are favorable to us with getting linemen on outside linebackers or corners that aren't used to being blocked by bigger guys. So, you know, it's just trying to do that stuff in the open field and get Tyson, Ethan, Gavin through that first line, because then there's not much behind it when you have eight guys in the box. That if we can get through that first initial layer, that there's a lot more lanes downfield that we can take advantage of.
And even though that loss to Harlan last week really hurt playoff chances, I mean, the postseason's still not out of the question. There still is an opportunity for Atlantic to get in. Granted, the RPI system at times is a bit unique in how they evaluate and analyze certain games, but what has been the team's response now, knowing that maybe we don't have a full control of the postseason in our hands?
Yeah, you know, we're just taking it with one game at a time. Nothing really matters if we lose. So it's one of those things that we've got to focus on what we can control, which is our game on Friday night. Unfortunately, there's like some circumstances that happened on the other side of the state, and then some things in our schedule with that loss to Harlan that we no longer control our own destiny, that we need help. So we can't bank on that. We can't rely on that. So it kind of leaves us up in the air. But what we can control and what we can do is if we win on Friday night. So it's just what we have to focus on and do up in Nevada. We got to bring an energy and enthusiasm that, you know, there's no guarantee of tomorrow. So we got to play like that's kind of the mindset. So overall, you know, it's just some stuff that I think there's about 4 or 5 games that we got to watch and pay attention to that isn't out of the realm of possibility. But you never know with high school football, with 14 to 18-year-olds of who's going to show up and where.
And what would you like to see from the Trojans heading into Friday's matchup?
Yeah, you know, we got to tackle better on defense. We got to make sure our run fits are sound because they're going to want to run the ball. And then, you know, offensively, we got to make sure we're getting downfield on blocks. We are locking on, limiting the penalties, and making sure that we take care of the football.
And for one last time here, Trojan preview this week, Asa Lucas with head coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, Asa.